Hello and welcome to another episode of Northwest Book Talk on 99.9 KXRW. This is a show focused entirely on books. With each episode, we explore books, authors, and anything related to books in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Patty Grasher, and in this episode, my guest is Christy Peterson. Christy is a nonfiction writer, editor, and bookseller. She has written more than 40 books and articles for young readers, as well as Nanoland, a museum exhibit for Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, and resources for parents and teachers. In this episode, we are going to focus on Christy's role as a bookseller at Vintage Books, the oldest indie bookstore in Clark County, and especially on her work with authors. So welcome, Christy, to Northwest Book Talk.
Hello.
So let's get started with a little bit about your background with Vintage Books, how long you've been there, and your take on being a bookseller.
I have been at Vintage for just about my third anniversary is this week, I think Thursday, I can't remember. But I had been a customer there for a really long time beforehand. I used to take my kids in to get new books all the time. So I knew Becky and Pepper and the rest of the crew there from quite a ways back before I started working there.
But one of the things I was really interested in, I think some of our listeners will be too, is that you work with authors the most. So can you tell us a little bit how you got started doing that and how it kind of expands and grows with what you do?
I think that the reason I landed that role when I started working at Vintage was mostly just because that's something that I'm personally interested in as an author. I feel very protective of local authors and want to have everybody know about them, just celebrate their work and cheerlead for them and all that good stuff. So I think by virtue of that inherited the role of managing consignments for the store. The way Vintage handles local authors, if an author has a book that is available through our normal distributing channels, which are publishers and then Ingram, which is our distributor, then we just order from them. But if an author is going with maybe a smaller press that either doesn't distribute through Ingram or distributes through Ingram but doesn't have standard industry terms, and we can talk a little bit about that later if you want to know more about that. Or if they're an indie author, we offer them the chance to sell books through Vintage on a consignment basis. So what I'm managing is mostly the authors that sell on a consignment basis, although I do also, just because I enjoy it and I've kind of grown into that too, I do kind of also talk a lot to local authors that are through bigger publishers or our normal industry channels. Because of that interest and relationships, that grew into also something that Patty and I will probably also talk about a little bit later, which is a weekly YouTube show featuring local authors. So I think just because I was writing and editing, and so I kind of have seen the world from that side too, I think that's kind of how I fell into working with the local authors in the store as well.
So let's start with a local author. Let's start with a brand new author who's just got a book out. How would they approach getting their book in your store?
If they are traditionally published and it's a medium or large publisher, we probably would have seen their work in our catalogs. Basically, the way Vintage acquires new books, and the way most bookstores acquire new books, is we look through all the publisher catalogs, literally thousands of titles, figure out which ones we think would be good for the store or that we're personally interested in and want to talk to people about. And so a lot of times we will have seen their work in the catalogs if it's a bigger publisher, and I try to pay attention to, you know, local people that are coming out through those means. But you know, if for some whatever reason we've missed the fact that somebody has come out through those traditional publishers, or if somebody's got a smaller press or they're an indie author, we actually send them to our website first, because we list all the information about how we do things on there. And that's honestly just easier for us than going through the whole spiel. But I will give you the sort of shortened version of that. Is basically, if someone's interested in having a book in the store, we have them fill out a form online that just tells us a little bit about the work. We evaluate whether we think it's a good fit for the store. And if we think it might be, we ask them to send us a copy of the book so that we can take a look at it. And essentially what we're looking for, especially with the indie authors, when you take on indie publishing, you are taking on the roles of writer, editor, cover designer, copy editor. And what we want to see for something that we're going to sell in the store is, did the author take on all those roles seriously? Did they hopefully ask for help outside of themselves, whether they can afford to have somebody professionally come in and do that for them, or whether they just ask somebody in the community that they know has expertise in those areas? We want to see somebody recognize that, you know, and I should insert that we love indie authors and we think indie publishing is a perfectly valid way to get your work out there. But we do expect to see the same level of excellence in those books. And so we will ask for copies. And if we think it's a good fit for the store, then we reach out to that author and say, hey, you know, let's start with a few copies in the store and see how it does.
What if a book was rejected? Is there any, give any feedback to the author, like say, hey, get this edited and whatever, and try again? Or is it a one-time only thing?
I typically don't, because I feel like that gets dicey, right? Because then I'm having to play the role of like an editor or a
mentor.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Right.
And I will tell you, that's really hard for me to not, because my author loving heart would like to sit down with everybody and say, well, here's what you could do to make this better. But I don't have time for that in my role as a bookseller. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time with that, because I'm like, okay, but you can come see me outside the store. We can talk.
That's
but
great.
You know, I mean, honestly, that's a whole nother, there are lots of people in the community who do that as their job, and that who authors can reach out to and say, I just need some help. And they are not all paid, if that makes sense. You know, there's author groups like Willamette Writers and Society for Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. Like, there's all kinds of avenues for authors to get their work to its best point that people can access. And so I don't feel like my role as a bookseller is to do that for people. Although there are times where I'm like, oh, this is so close. I can't take that.
That's great.
And honestly, I find that most of the books that we don't take in, it's because it's clear that it wasn't copy edited, or it's clear that it wasn't edited, or it's clear that nobody with an eye for design looked at it. You know, like, it is kind of hard. I hate saying no to anybody, because as an author myself, I know how rejection feels, and it really stinks.
It does.
You know, and it makes you feel horrible, and I don't like it, and I don't like to be the one that does it. But I do feel like if you're going to be an indie author, and if you're going to take on that role, you can't do that as a shortcut, if that makes sense. I think a lot of times indie authors are like very down on the traditional publishing world. They're bad, you know, or some negative things about them. And while there absolutely is negative stuff about it, and there's a lot of gatekeeping, and it absolutely is open for valid critique, you can't, as an author, use that as an excuse to not do all the things that you would still do with a traditional publisher. And you also have to recognize that you likely don't have expertise in all of the areas that you need to put out a book that looks really good and that is really good. And so most of the books that I reject are books where someone has not gone out and sought any outside help with a lot of the, you know, either it's design work or it's editing or it's copy editing or whatever. Like, it, go ahead and take on that role as indie. You know, we're all for that. And there's some absolutely amazing indie authors out there that are doing fabulous work. But you do have to take, you have to recognize that those are all different hats. And they take different skill sets. And if you don't have that skill set, then you need to find somebody that does to help you with it.
So I know one thing that's also required for authors, indie authors especially perhaps, is that they need to promote the book themselves.
Yes.
You know, like,
yes.
And I remember when I brought my book into you and it's like, oh yeah, I'll do all sorts of fun stuff, which I probably haven't done as much. But so what are some of the ways that you might encourage authors to get their book out? The bookstore makes it available, but you have to get it in front of the people, the readers.
And I should say, for the benefit of your audience, that your book is doing just fine in the store.
good.
And I think, honestly, the fundamental thing that I try to tell everybody that comes in is very few people are going to buy an indie published book simply based on browsing. So you having your book in the store doesn't mean that, oh, suddenly I'm going to sell all these copies because it's in the store. Because as soon as you land on the shelf, you are competing with, if you're a nonfiction book, you know, like for yours, you're competing with, you know, Rick Steves and Moon and like all the other travel related publishers, you know, somebody who has a kid's book, like you're competing with Kevin Hankey's and, you know, I'm trying to think of all these like, Lauren Castile and like all these amazing artists and writers. As soon as it goes on the shelf, you are now competing with all these other covers and artists, designers and whatnot. And the likelihood is that you don't have access to the same level of, you know, design work or whatever. And so you have to make sure that your book is reaching audiences in a different way. And that generally is you going out and drumming up support. So I will sometimes have authors who drop their books off. And even though we ask in the contract that you tell people on the website that they can buy it at Vintage, you put a, you know, if you've got like buttons that link to all the places that you can buy it, that Vintage is one of the buttons. Like, we don't ask people to not sell through Amazon or not sell through other places, but we want to have a button for us too. And people don't do that. And then they don't tag us in social media. They don't ever talk about the fact that people can buy the books there. We're not going to sell any of those books. So for yours, like you've talked about the fact that people can buy them there. The design is attractive. And so it looks like it's a travel book, right? It looks like a book that somebody's going to want to pick up and learn about Vancouver.
You are listening to Northwest Book Talk on KXRW.FM. My guest today is Christy Peterson. When we come back, Christy has a great example of a local author who sells a lot of books and what this author does to move books at Vintage Books.
You can meet Northwest authors and discover their books at the Book Fun in the Sun event on Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the historic Covington House, located at 4201 Main Street in Vancouver, Washington. With over 25 Northwest authors, there will be a ton of books. You'll be able to sign up for a beginner's writing workshop, hear author readings, and get your books autographed. More information is available at nwbookfun.com.
KXRW programming like this is made possible with the support of The Columbian, proud to be Southwest Washington's leading news source. Since 1920, the Campbell family has owned and operated The Columbian and ensured its award-winning news coverage. for the most thorough daily coverage of local news, national news, and local sports, both in print and online, and for subscription information, visit Columbian.com. That's Columbian.com.
Welcome back to Northwest Book Talk on KXRW.FM. I'm Patty Grasher, and my guest today, Chris Christie Peterson. She's ready to give us an inside look at what one local author does to move her books at Vintage Books and how you can do the same.
We have another travel-related book in our section is Jessica Becker's Little Feet Hiking series. And those are more simple. They don't have the flashy design that some of the other travel books have, but she is out there constantly talking to people about the fact that they can buy her books from Vintage. And she's posting all the time, and she goes out and does hikes and outreach in the community. And is, you know, so we have actually sold a ton of her books, but it's because she's doing the work on the ground to say, hey, you can go buy these books locally if you want to. And I think that really is what it boils down to, is anytime you're out talking in the community about your book, you have to say, oh, hey, here's a place that you can get the book. I will say that, you know, we have, and we could talk about this a little bit more in depth later, but we do have the weekly YouTube interview. And people are like, okay, you know, like, my book's in the store. Let's get signed up for the interview. And I'm like, well, I want to see that you can sell some books before I do that. So, you know, that is something, like, I'm waiting to see what the author's going to do as far as their marketing and their incorporating us into their marketing suite of things they're doing before I say, okay, yeah, now let's do a, you know, let's do a program with you on it. So
let's talk a little bit about your YouTube channel. Yeah. Because, I mean, you get some really big authors on that. So I can see that, you know, like Joe Blow, who does his step-by-step how to make coffee book isn't going to sell that well because they've done it.
Yeah.
What are your criteria for looking for authors to get on your show?
My first criteria, usually, and this is not 100% because I have had some non-local people on it, but for the most part, I'm looking for what we define as local. And for our purposes, we've defined that as Clark County and the Portland metro area. But then I've met authors, you know, at conferences and stuff that aren't from our area that I do have on, or we have authors that were from our area, but they've moved or whatever, that we still have on. But for the most part, it's local people. I'm less worried about whether it's an indie author or traditionally published author. I'm more interested in what are their books like. If you have an indie author that's got books in the store, are they being an active partner? And if they are, and their work is something that is interesting and we want to talk about on the show, then they absolutely are people that we talk to. So we're looking for variety of different genres. And then obviously we have people that have returned. And a lot of times those are the people that just, you know, they continue to have books coming out. And also they were really fun to talk to. And so we have them back. If it's an indie author, it generally is, I am looking for somebody who is doing the work to be a good partner. If it's traditionally published, that's a little bit different of equation because the economics of that are just different. But then variety is also just, you know, we want to have stuff that all different people might be interested in. And it's slow growing. I was telling Patty before we started the show, like, you know, there'll be some videos that maybe they get 5 to 10 views, and then we'll have the next week where somebody, you know, will get 50 or it. I think what is interesting about it, that speaking of indie authors again, or small press authors who don't maybe have the might of a traditionally published house behind them, I have one indie author, Tom Lynham, who wrote a book about Mill Plain, and we had an interview with him a couple of years ago, I think. And he said, oh yeah, I used that interview as a way to market the book. You know, that I tell everybody, go watch the interview and that will tell you more about the book. And so that interview has like, I don't know, it's not interviews. It's like one of our best viewed interviews, but he's actively using that as a way to let people see more about him and his work. And we continue to sell his books. So there's probably a correlation.
Right. So let me ask a question then, which just went out of my head as soon as I said it. But okay, so what are some popular niches in your store? Does it vary because you're local that that's a popular niche, or what are some other popular areas?
I would say the vast majority of people, like I'm actually trying to answer that question for myself, because we excitingly have seen a big burst of growth in bookstores in Clark County in the last 3 or 4 years, which is amazing. And I'm excited because we used to have a lot more, and then, you know, it contracted quite a lot. And now it's growing again, which is very fun. But I think what happens when you have that expansion of bookstores is that different bookstores grow into different personalities and they grow into different niches. But it's also competition, right? Like the reality of it, another store is competition for you. I don't mind that. And I don't think anybody else at the store does. And I think other bookstores in the area would say the same thing, that healthy bookstore market is just only a good thing. But I think there is a certain amount of, okay, well, what role are we playing here in the community when there's not just us? Because for a while, it was mostly just us. And I would say our niche is just the selection that we offer of used books. I mean, I think we are primarily a used bookstore. If anybody's been in the store, we have a couple of small bays in the front of the store that are new books, and then the entire rest of the store is used. So I would say that most people who come in are looking for used books, but we do have people that will buy both, or we have people who do come in looking for new books. So I think that what we're trying to always do with the new book selection is to, because we have limited space, to curate a collection of interesting new books that maybe you wouldn't see elsewhere. Not so much that you wouldn't see at another indie bookstore, but that you wouldn't maybe find in Target or, you know, in another big box store. Stuff that maybe isn't being carried or isn't the big book that everybody's got on their shelves, that, you know, we're looking for stuff that we think is cool that people might like. So there's a lot of curation that goes on just to see, hey, what do we think people might like? What do we like that we want to talk about? That's a lot of what goes into what new books we carry. Now, that's not to say that we don't carry any of the big titles that everybody's talking about. We definitely do. But I think that our curation of new book section has to be really focused and tight. And I do talk to people about that too, because there is a aspect of indie publishing that is related to that as well, that I try to let people know we don't have a lot of new book shelf space. And so part of the reason that we're so picky about which indie books we bring in the store is the same reason that we're so picky about what Random House books we bring into the store. You know, like the same rigor is being applied across the board. We're not, oh, we hate indies, so we don't bring hardly any indies in. It's more just we have really limited space and we want to showcase what we think will sell.
So I think for my final question, but I don't think we've kind of covered this at all. What about the children's books? How do... let's go with that one for a bit.
What do you want to know?
I want to know, do you have any new children's authors come in? And is there a market in your store for new children's books?
We sell some, don't sell a ton. I would say that is one of our smaller sellers. We give a lot more space to the adult new books than we do to kids, simply because most of the time when people come in, unless they're coming for gifts, most of the time when people come in with their kids, just like I did with my kids when they were little, you know, we went to the used book section because we could go get a stack of used books and it wasn't going to break the bank.
Right. You know? Oh, I understand that.
I mean, the hard reality is, particularly when you're talking about hardcovers, like new books are expensive. And we laugh about this in the store when we're like bringing new books in, is if you have a fifth grade reader who's like interested in a series, right? They're, you're going to buy them the next book of the series and they're going to like read it on the way home and they're going to be done with the book before you get out of the car. And you're going to be like, man, we just bought that book.
Right. It's like,
and so typically, like if your kid is reading, you know, Dog Man or Series of Unfortunate Events, or I'm trying to think of some of the others, like the Aaron Moon, the cat series, which the Warriors series, or like any number of series that we have in the store use, like you want to be able to come in and buy five of them so that they can like last them 5 days. And so I think that typically when people come in buy new, it's like it's a special occasion or it's Christmas or somebody's birthday or kids got their own money for some reason or whatever. Those are more likely to be when somebody's going to buy a new kid's book. That's not necessarily true for YA, because I think with YA you have a lot of crossover readers from adult. I mean, I read and review a lot of YA for the store. So we do have a little more YA goes out than, say, middle grade or picture book. So I think what we focus on with that, those collections in particular, which is not to say that we don't do this with the adult collection as well, but one of the things that we tend to focus on with our middle grade and picture book and YA collection is just very focused on making sure that many, many different communities of people are represented. So that somebody can come in and see themselves in a book. I think that's been a very important part of how we build our kids' collection that's new.
So I'm just going to have to finish up. I could go on for a long time because I love talking about books. But how would authors, you mentioned your website. So what would be the couple steps that an author could take who's looking to get their book into your store?
If you go to our website, it's vintage-books.net. The .net is very important because there are two Vintage Books websites and they won't find what they need on the .com one unless they're looking for car repairmen. Mm-hmm. But on our .net website, on the left-hand side of the front page, there is a button that says For Authors. And if you click on that, you will get to a page that we hope everybody will read. Mm-hmm. That just basically gives an overview of how we handle different, you know, if you're a traditionally published author with, say, Random House or something, that's going to be different than if you're an indie author or maybe a small press. So we talk about that so you can understand how all that works. Bottom of the page is a link to a form that we have people fill out if they're interested in having the book in the store. And then we go from there. But the webpage and the form does pretty much cover everything that you would need to know about, you know, what our terms are and how our process works and all of that kind of stuff.
Oh, great. Well, Christy, have to end, but thank you for being on the show. And like
thank
I said
you.
Earlier, we're going to get you back just to talk about your books, because 40 books under your belt, that's quite a feat, I think.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Northwest Book Talk on 99.9 KXRW, serving the Greater Vancouver area. You can discover more about Christy Peterson, her books, and her experiences at Vintage Books by going to nwbooktalk.com. Click on Author Interviews. If you enjoy local radio shows such as this and would like to keep us on the air, please visit us on the web at kxrwvancouver.fm and click on the donate button.